You know, it's just, it's a matter of fair play. If you're a citizen of the state, you know, maybe you're a lightning rod, maybe the establishment doesn't like it. But here's the bottom line about this. Unfortunately, for better or for worse, it is the political parties who decide who the candidates are. You know, you might think that, well, the primaries for Democrats are this or that. They're not. If Democrats in 2008, for example, had wanted Hillary Clinton, they could have pushed Barack Obama to the side some way or another. They can decide how it's set up. They can decide who gets on the ballot. Republicans can do the same thing. They can decide who makes the ballot and who does not. You don't have to like it, but that's the system. But in fairness, I think it makes the Republican Party look shoddy and shabby for denying people a place on the ballot. Let the people vote for who they want. Let the people vote for who they want on the ballots. Pretty simple stuff, it would seem to me. Speaking of the people being on the ballots, you thought, this is just bizarre to me. I just picked this off the rundown here. Bill de Blasio, formerly the worst mayor of New York City, but Eric Adams seems to be jockeying to get that title as soon as possible. I think he might already have it, in fact. Eric Adams, an abysmal mayor for New York City, horrible. Has he's no shot at leading that city, but Bill de Blasio was a horrible mayor. Horrible mayor. His approval ratings were like in the 20s, in the teens on occasion. He was so rotten. He's going to run for the 10th Congressional District in New York now, we're told. He's running. He's calling people, says Simca Eichenstein, telling the New York Post de Blasio had a list of donors and other elected officials he had to let know. Based on the conversation I had with him earlier today, that was yesterday, he's in. For New York 10, Bill de Blasio, just when you thought we could shut him up. No such luck, anyhow. Bill de Blasio, he'll be here. He'll fit right in. AOC can tell him how things are going to be in Congress, running around by the nose. Bill de Blasio, just isn't that something? A couple other things I want to share with you before we get to the top of the next hour. That is, traffic fatalities, for some reason, have been spiking since the pandemic began. Now, I realize the beginning of the pandemic, 2020, March 13th, when the national emergency was declared, violent car wrecks went down because there was nobody on the roads. But then since that time, they've been on the rise dramatically. In fact, 43,000 people died on American roads in 2021, the highest number in 16 years. Yeah, it's a 10.5% jump over 2020, the largest increase since the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began fatality data collection in 1975. It's really going to hurt the folks that are anti-gun, those anti-Second Amendment people who you try to say more people are killed by guns than are killed in car accidents. Well, not anymore. Not anymore because something's going on out there. And yet, why is that? Is there more drinking and driving? Is there? Is there more use of marijuana for recreational purposes causing car accidents? Is there? What's behind this surge? Cars are certainly not getting more dangerous. Cars are getting safer every year. Warning buzzers and airbags and all sorts of safety devices, anti-crash mechanisms, all of these things making cars safer than they've ever been. And yet, we spiked. I mean, it got down to almost 30,000, the total number of people killed a handful of years ago. And yet, the number is soaring. Why is that? And I say, I don't know why that is, but it is darn concerning that we have a rise in the number of fatalities of people driving. Now, in fairness, for a country of 330 million people, it's not a huge number. We drive billions of miles. We have huge states, you know, Montana, Nebraska, Florida, top to bottom, big places, lots of driving, lots of cars, lots of people. Maybe that's the problem. But I wonder about people being out of sorts, if you will, behind the wheel. That's what concerns me. All right, now back to our top story of the day behind the Pennsylvania primary, which we'll be waiting for results for a while, it seems. It is the ongoing failure of this president, of this administration, the clown car of the Delaware dimwits followers, unable to come up with a reasonable answer to the fact that in September they were told there was a problem potentially with formula coming from the Sturgis, Michigan plant that makes Similac for Abbott Laboratories. Then they were told in February by the FDA, we're shutting that plant down to figure out if there is a problem with bacteria and contamination in the formula, which so far the FDA has not found any evidence of contamination. And yet that plant has sat there idle for 3 months or more. The administration doing nothing. Joe Biden saying, well, if we were better mind readers, maybe we could have done more. Mind readers. Well, here's a mom from Virginia that says she wishes they were better mind readers because she says the shortage of formula is creating problems for her baby and for others. Listen.
Definitely within the last few weeks, we've noticed that it's been next to impossible to just find any formula.
Jessica Turner shares what it's been like recently looking for baby formula for her six-month-old daughter, Peyton. Initially, as they got theirs online, there wasn't much of an issue. But as the nationwide shortage continued,
and it just kept getting canceled and canceled,
now they have to search multiple stores to get what they can. But that, in turn, is causing issues for their daughter.
And it's causing all sorts of stomach problems. She's spitting up more often.
And Turner says they've also asked friends and family to help and have managed so far.
But there are a lot of moms out there who don't have the support that we're able to have. It's gut-wrenching.
It is gut-wrenching, and it's happening all over the country. We've got moms in Maine and Nebraska and Michigan, everywhere. Meanwhile, by the way, formula stacked up at the southern border so illegal aliens running into the country can feed their children. It's being sent to Ukraine so the people there can feed their children. But your children in America, they don't matter. If only they were mind readers. If only there were mind readers, and then we'd be okay. There are better mind readers. Of course, if you were a mind reader of Joe Biden, it'd be an awfully short read, wouldn't it? An awfully short read. Quick break. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't forget to check out stevegruber.com and read Liberty Page today. I'll be right back. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.